This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Black Friday here on WQAM. We have a special edition of the Tobin and Leroy show for many, many reasons. One, because it's bizarrely scheduled in that we just got fresh off of a best of. And now we're giving you live radio because we can and we will. Special because it is the day after Thanksgiving and we have an action-packed weekend ahead of us. Special because we have Brittany Rodriguez, the GOAT, here producing. And special because we have a first-time appearance from a man who unless you've hosted and I haven't been on, but a first-time opportunity that I have to share the air with a man who I've listened to for quite some time, the very professional, the sultry sounds every time he makes a call, Josh Appel. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Josh Appel.
No round of applause necessary. And you saying that I'm a professional is a big stretch.
No way.
I hope to prove you wrong over the next 2 hours.
Good. Because listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to take everyone behind the curtain. But this is obvious information here. So take everyone behind the curtain when I say, if you want that serious Dolphins football talk, you're going to listen to Joe Rose in the morning. If you want to know the latest item released on a fast food menu or a great interview, or, you know, honestly, just a casual laugh, you're going to listen to the Hockman and Crowder show. If you want, I'll give Tobin credit. He does great Heat coverage. But if you want some silly sauce, that is what this slot is reserved for, Josh Chappelle. So I hope you saved some room from all the turkey and the macaroni for a little bit of silly sauce.
I'm in for silly sauce. Although that wasn't available at our feast last night, the silly
sauce. I was going to ask, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. So Hawk's been on this crusade, anti-turkey crusade. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he realize that was a mistake, though? I thought he came to terms with that.
So I'm going to admit here that I have joined him in this crusade. Ooh. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not eating turkey. My uncle makes a phenomenal beef tenderloin. Oh. So we have that and the turkey. But I have more beef tenderloin than I do turkey. I only eat the turkey now only because it's there and it's Thanksgiving. You just kind of have to. But the bulk of the meal was centered around the beef tenderloin.
Okay. I will say you're kind of half-assing it there. You're kind of half-assing.
I'm
always doing it. But, I mean, you're making the correct choice. I'll absolutely say you're making the correct choice in that you're adding more to your plate than just turkey. But are you off the turkey or you're not off the turkey? What are we doing here?
I guess I am half-assing it in that sense. But, again, we had so much turkey there last night. I had to eat the turkey.
No, of course.
You know,
Thanksgiving. You have to. You see how normal that sounds?
But I used to be turkey only. Now turkey has almost turned into a side for me.
Hey, you know what? This is growth on your end.
Thank you.
This is growth, though. This is growth. Okay, so you know you got beef tenderloin going on. So I know that you're adding extra options. Brittany, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you have anything out of the ordinary?
No, I have very normal Thanksgiving, and I honestly hate the turkey hate. I'm not on the turkey hate train. I don't know why. No, yeah, like what did turkey ever do to anybody? I love turkey bacon. I don't eat regular bacon. I love turkey bacon. I like turkey sandwiches. Mm. Yeah, turkey gets a lot of hate for no reason.
Okay. I mean, I will say that as of recent, you know, it does seem to, I'm not saying gone, happen out of nowhere. I'm sure it's happened in the past. But, you know, sometimes you get these people who are just like trying to switch up tradition. And I get it. And I respect it because the arguments are valid. Oh, we only have it once a day anyway, or once a year anyway. Isn't it dry? Blah, blah, blah. You're trying to save the turkeys. I totally get it. But hey. You know, there's a if it ain't broke, you don't fix it kind of thing. And I think if you can serve up a good turkey that's not dry, I can have it once a year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, Marcos, I know you're Hispanic. And we make our turkey like we make our, like, lechon for Nochebuena.
Yeah,
like,
so it tastes
delicious.
No, it's great. It really is great. And the only reason why I don't do it on a more often basis is because imagine like a random Saturday on February 12th and I'm just like having a turkey. Aren't you gonna like check? Like, that's like serial killer status. I'm not sure. It's strange nonetheless. This is my first Thanksgiving that I've had in quite some time, and I was alone. So sad.
What happened?
My family abandoned me because I work too much. Uh-oh. I'm addicted to my work. It's unfortunate.
Who am I?
My wife made the excellent choice of taking my toddler to see some of her family and enjoying the festivities in Jacksonville. And I instead worked until 4 in the morning, Thanksgiving Day, because I was doing these Mario Ramil shows at the Miami Improv, and those last late. And then after that, I woke up for a turkey bowl, and I didn't tear an ACL. I had an excellent performance. And I mean, I had a couple plates, so I can't really complain. I can't really complain.
I wish I played in a turkey bowl.
Not a thing you do. Do you frequent any sports? Like, do you like pickleball? Like, because I know Solana does like competitive pickleball. He's not.
So I have a lot of friends who do their own turkey bowls, and I'm always jealous seeing like the post-game group photo afterwards. But my core group of friends were all in different places around the country, New York, Chicago, down here. So it's hard to get together on Thanksgiving for that sort of stuff. So I'm just kind of living vicariously through everybody else. As far as like playing a sport like during the week, like, I mean, not really.
Look, I totally get it in that I look at these people sometimes who are like, they're in these rec leagues almost, or you've seen the 37U football teams. I'm not sure if you've seen that on
here.
Okay, great. Maybe that's just my algorithm. You haven't seen this either.
37 and under?
Woo-hoo! These, and listen, woo! Not a lot under. There is this group. Actually, I'll say multiple groups. It is trending. And again, maybe this is just my algorithm. But if you look this up, they have, and this is full pads. This is, 11-on-11 football with referees. And it's some of the worst things. We're talking 45, 55-year-olds who are still chasing it. They're not in great shape.
Chasing what, though?
Just like the passion of sports. Obviously, they know. I'm assuming. I haven't, dug deep enough to understand whether or not they think they have a chance at anything. But based off what I've seen, they just have a passion for the sports. But they go beyond just playing it on a weekend at your local whatever, and they've decided to make a league and are full contact. And it is some of the worst football I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, more power to them. But I'm not I'm sure there is a price you could pay me to watch that.
Yeah.
But it is steep.
Yeah. It's like peewee football, but like for adults.
It's peewee football for adults, except there aren't parents in the stands with orange slices and Gatorade for their kids afterwards, cheering them on as they develop camaraderie and human interaction at a young age.
Yeah. No, this is a lot of. This is going to hurt me in the morning and I may lose my job because I tore my ACL. It's bad. And that's the best thing about my Turkey Bowl, right? I host a Turkey Bowl and I try to like prioritize the fun. Next year, I'm thinking about firework entrances and a halftime show. That's the type of things that I'm trying to do. No one's making it to the league here, dude. You're not going to recapture your glory days of middle linebacker at Miramar High School. Get over it. Let's just have a good time. Let's have some exercise because chances are this is the first time a lot of us have ran in about 3 months and nobody get injured. And that was a success yesterday. So overall, I can't complain. But as we get into some headlines here, which these headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen at DoralVolkswagen.com. I watched zero football yesterday.
You missed out on some good games.
You know what? I'm a liar. I watched 3% football because after I returned from my heroic performance at the Turkey Bowl and sat down on my couch, I think I watched maybe a half of Detroit Green Bay before Detroit Green Bay was watching me sleeping on the couch. And I saw what I thought was a competitive game back and forth. And I got updates because Patrick Mahomes is my quarterback in the Odyssey Fantasy Football League. So I got updates in regards to the Dallas versus Kansas City game. So I know it was a hotly contested game that Dallas managed to win. And then I was like, oh, and Cincinnati played today. That's how really my day went. Josh, did you catch any football yesterday?
Oh, I was parked for all three games. I was incredibly frustrated because I was an overbetter in the Sunday night game. And Isaiah Likely fumbled through the end zone. The Bengals had a first and goal at the 3 and didn't score any points. Zay Flowers had a touchdown taken off the board because of an offensive pass interference.
That's the worst.
So the under hit. The over went 2-1 in the three games yesterday, but that Ravens team, they got issues. Lamar's not right. Henry finally looks like all the hits are catching up to him. And I mean, Joe Burrow, this Bengals team, they're going to be annoying.
Yeah, absolutely. I did see some of the post game antics, which we'll talk about later, the traditional turkey legs.
The tuck in and the turkey leg.
Yeah. You know, the good stuff. The stuff we watch the games for. You know, I did see some of those shenanigans. We'll talk a little bit more.
Did you see the Jack White Eminem halftime show in Detroit?
I did see that. That was pretty cool. Anytime you get Eminem to do something, it's always cool.
Yeah, but I feel like those two guys are so hard to get nailed down for.
Yeah.
Like Jack White to me does not scream someone who is going to be performing at halftime of anything, let alone, I guess Thanksgiving is a bigger platform, but he never struck me as the type that would want to do something like that, but he crushed it.
Yeah, and I agree. I think, but it worked out perfectly. What else are people going to be doing on Thanksgiving? You know, a lot of people are going to be watching football and stuff like that. So let's say you had a concert on Thanksgiving. You know, I'm sure people are going to come out for sure, but you kind of, look, people are already going to be there. It's not like the draw of like, oh, I have to sell tickets, which, you know, none of these people have problems selling tickets, but you know what I mean in the regards to like, ah, there's going to be a lot of people there. It's a cool, I'll be on TV everywhere. Sure, I'll do this one. It makes sense. It's understandable, but it was a great performance nonetheless. Some people were saying it was better than halftime shows from the Super Bowl that they've seen recently. It's like, all right, it was good. It was good. But
I mean, look, you put Seven Nation Army on at the end after Till I Collapse from Eminem. You got two Detroit legends there. I mean, hey,
yeah,
you're going to get rave reviews.
Yeah. Too bad they lost.
Yeah.
That is the unfortunate part.
Man Campbell and his going for on fourth downs. I mean, that is all they were talking about on all the national shows this morning. And I know we started by saying this is the show for Silly Sauce, so I apologize for going into the foosball discussion. But look, this is how they get there. The Lions, since Dan Campbell took over, have been the team that goes for on fourth down all the time.
Yep.
In the moment, I thought they should have kicked the field goal to make it a one-score game. But if they execute on a play that was there to be executed, no one's talking about it. So,
yeah, absolutely. Brittany, did you catch any football yesterday?
I was peeking. I was peeking into the room because, unfortunately, like, I have Thanksgiving with a lot of men, and there's no space for me on the couch. And then the women are calling me, and there's babies that we got to run around with. And
you know, hey, I never even thought about this, actually. I never even thought about the demand that a woman would have during Thanksgiving because of traditional gender roles and stuff like that. They're just going to naturally do that because
I'm here to generation. Yeah, I'm here to educate you on the patriarchal society that we live in. No, I'm just
kidding. You sitting on the floor then? What happened?
So I just, like, the thing is also we were at I was at a house who big Dallas fans, big Dallas Cowboys fans. Ooh. So
what a game for them.
Yeah, it really was. There was lots of screaming and kids were getting scared. but there was just no room for me. There was friends over, came over, they were all watching for their parlays. And it's like, you know, I just let them have their fun while I was chasing my niece around and the other women were cooking. So I peeked in every once and I obviously saw a lot of stuff on social media, but no, I find it hard. I'm not going to lie. I really am a hater of sports on holidays. As much as I love sports, I kind of want a break. I don't want to have to sit there and watch on my holiday.
That's fair. I think with the growth of the amount of money that these people get off of it, I don't like the fact that holidays are like these sports are now like creeping into each other, in that I feel like I see football on Christmas sometimes now, or I'm seeing basketball on Thanksgiving Before it was like, all right, football, you get this one. Basketball, you get this one. Now I feel like everybody wants them.
And the NFL's taking over Black Friday, too, from college football. We've got a full college football slate today. And the NFL's like, no, we're here. No.
So, I don't know. I feel like everyone, it's almost like sides on a Thanksgiving plate where, like, they just end up kind of, you know, leaking into each other. But hopefully they find the right combination. Speaking of those Chiefs that lost yesterday, I know this is on the wildest of Christmas lists, if I begin to talk about any inkling of a Dolphins playoff berth. But if I did, the two teams that needed to lose yesterday happened to lose yesterday in regards to making that happen. So that's a solid. The Dolphins made a step forward towards their playoff picture without even having to play yesterday. But we're going to discuss all that they have to do this weekend to get a W against the Saints. But not before we take 15 minutes of heat to discuss their latest NBA Cup victory and their upcoming matchup against the number one team in the Eastern Conference, the Detroit Pistons. You're listening to a very special edition of the Tobin Leroy Show. Brittany's on the board. Mr. Appel himself, live on your airwaves with Frog Boy. We shall return on this special edition of the Tobin Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Frog Boy in the building with Mr. Josh Appel and the lovely, lovely Brittany Rodriguez. We are bringing you all things South Florida sports. We're going to do our best to make sure we cover everything in this abbreviated two-hour edition. And then you're actually going to get more of Appel. Appel, you're on with Solana next, right?
Yeah, from 2 to 4. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is up to the listeners to decide. But either way, they're stuck with me in some capacity until 4 o'clock today.
4 hours of Appel. That's
I don't wish that up on anybody.
Listen, that's a Black Friday steal, if you ask me. Let's give you 15 minutes of heat here, and these 15 minutes of heat are brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at lexus.com. Your Miami Heat, fresh off of a victory against the Milwaukee Bucks, led by 29 points from Mr. Boy Wonder himself, have 6 victories in a row. They are attempting to get number 7, and that is tomorrow against the Detroit Pistons. Brittany, are you producing that game?
But of course I am.
is that like a dumb question at this point?
It really is. You can just assume, like automatically assume if there's a Heat game that I will be producing it. Yes.
Lovely. Well, the Pistons are 15-3, 9-1 in their last 10, and are currently first place with the Heat in third. Detroit's been doing well. They got a top 10 defense, offense, and net rating, which I don't even know what the hell that is. You know what? I bet Appel does. Appel, what is a net rating in basketball?
Don't ask me that.
Oh, come on. Cade Cunningham's been doing his thing.
I got it.
All right.
It's basically the difference between a team's offensive rating per 100 possessions and their defensive rating per 100 possessions.
Thank you, Google Gemini.
Yep.
That's great because there's a bunch of fake stats that come out that always piss me off. It's like, you know, this is the first guy on a Monday with a banana in his pocket.
Yeah, I took a sports statistics class in college. It was just the most annoying thing I've ever experienced. They were just making things up. I was like, this is stupid. I don't know what we're doing.
I'm interested in the data because I think there is something to be said from it. But baseball obviously has the most of
you just took the words out of my mouth.
And there's like VORP. WAR is like the popular one.
Yes,
which is very good. Weighted runs created plus is great, but like then we start getting to some of these pitcher ones,
and it's like what are we doing? Yeah, it was very baseball centric like statistics, and it was just like I'm like what I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Now those are usually the ones that you use because they benefit an argument that you're saying, and then like you never repeat them. But
I just let the smart people tell me what the good numbers are and what the bad numbers are. And if the smart people tell me it's good, I agree.
I got some good numbers for you, actually.
Ooh, okay.
These are the ones that totally make sense. So I am going to give you statistics after just bashing statistics. But these are normal statistics, and they are of none other than Duncan Robinson. The revenge game opportunity is his first time that he's going to have a chance to show the Miami Heat, kind of flex on that X. He's averaging a career high in minutes at around 32 minutes a game, so he's an important part to their lineup. You know, he's not at the short leash that he had sometimes with Spo over here. He's averaging, though, about 12.5 a game, which is more or less what he averaged during his tenure here, but it is the highest that he's averaged since his 2020 season when he was also utilized a lot. So, you know, I can't say he's necessarily grown from there, but he is 41% from three, which again is highest total since the 2020 season. But I have some other numbers from the person who we acquired, who I think has been an amazing replacement. And I'm already working on my song, Simone, when no one is. Okay, hold on. Sorry, I got to save that. You know, I just gave you a little preview. Everyone calm down. But anyway, I'm talking about none other than Simone Fontecchio. I would say another Black Friday deal there in that he's averaging about 10 a game, and that's under 20 minutes, around 18 minutes, and he's shooting 39% from three. So of that exchange, Appel, would you say the Detroit Pistons or the Miami Heat won that exchange?
I think from the standpoint of giving the Heat a little more flexibility financially, the Heat are probably happy in that spot. But like, Duncan Robinson is a guy that, for me, I'll always root for. So if he has success in Detroit, that's awesome. And if he's doing that at the same time that the Heat are playing like they are now, and they're getting this kind of production out of guys like Fontecchio, great. It works out for everybody. But I think from a purely financial standpoint, the Heat are probably happy with how things turned out.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I mean, I know you heard that song. That rendition was amazing. You know, wow, Simone, because it's like
you have a beautiful voice.
You know, I do what I can. I do what I can. I have been called the songbird of my generation, but it was by me who said it. So, we're going to watch this game closely for a couple things, a couple storylines to watch. Is can Nico find his way back into the lineup? I think it was a healthy scratch last game, where like just didn't really get any minutes.
He's got that hip thing, right? The hip impingement.
Yeah.
He was a healthy scratch, though. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if he can work his way back into the lineup.
It's crazy how deep this team is, though.
It really is. Yeah, like, why do we even need Drew Smith, right? Is that what you're saying? Because that's how I feel, personally.
Did you not see his steal the other night?
It was so great. It was so great. His one steal.
He's always in the positives and the plus minus. Come on.
Yeah, you know, he's actually hit a career high in games after 4 years. He's up to 19 games this season. So congratulations to him. He's hit a career high in that sense. God bless him. Anywho, the Pistons are going to be a little upset as they're coming off a loss to the Celtics that saw Cade Cunningham miss a crucial free throw late. So it should be a good measuring stick game for the Miami Heat. I know they're going to get the best from the Detroit Pistons. And, I mean, the Heat have been competitive in every game this year. So I got it being I think Brittany laughed for a second. She may know something that I don't. So.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, maybe I do. But I don't know that we're going to get the best from the Detroit Pistons tomorrow because they play tonight for chances.
Ooh,
and for their cup chances. They have to win. They have to beat the Magic tonight. So I'm not sure that we're going to get them at their best because they're coming off a back-to-back, especially for a meaning. Well, you want to put quotations around meaningful November basketball with the NBA Cup.
Yeah. See, they tricked us. They've tricked us with that damn cup. We're saying meaningful November basketball.
Exactly.
It's crazy to me that the Heat have played as well as they have in the NBA Cup and yet still might not advance in the NBA
Cup. It's shocking,
right?
We only lost one game and it's like we're waiting. We have to watch, like, I don't even know.
Milwaukee's got to beat the Knicks, right?
Milwaukee has to beat the Knicks.
Ooh, yeah.
And I think the Pistons, it's a whole thing that, like, I'm trying to keep up with the Hurricanes getting into the ACC Championship. I can't do all these odds, especially not for the NBA Cup. It's too much. I can't even keep my Hurricanes straight. So it's a whole mess. But I believe Milwaukee does have to beat the Knicks in order for us to get into the NBA Cup. And then if not, I think we're out.
Yeah, which is bizarre because we're the third best team.
We lost one game.
So strange.
Crazy.
But again, they've tricked us. And now we care to even figure that out. I think even like...
Good point. It is a good point.
A year ago, I was like, oh, look, the jerseys. Oh, the court's cool. And now I'm like, well, based off of my assumptions, if this team has to beat this team. And so they've done, you know, it's been a slow progress. But they've made it. They've done it. They've tricked us all. But, again, that was 15 minutes of Heat. When we come back, we're going to take a break from all this sports talk to wish a couple celebrities a happy birthday and determine what day we're supposed to be celebrating. Yes, we know it's Black Friday, but you know every day has a national day. So we're going to go ahead and dig deep into that for no apparent reason because it is a Frog Boy Friday here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. But stick around because after that, Josh Appel is going to be kind enough to explain all things soccer related with Inter Miami. Big game this weekend as well. We got a big game for the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
The Canes. We got probably not a big game for the Dolphins, but hey, at least they're playing this week.
Hey, every game's a big game. They're back. You didn't see the graphics all day yesterday. They're in the hunt.
We're in the hunt. We are in the hunt, baby. I will explain all that is needed, and I will also introduce you, Mr. Pell, to a segment here that I have developed called a top five double dip. You're familiar with any top five list. Mine is a top five list that combines two elements. Now, this specific time, we are going to discuss the top five members that were both Dolphins and Saints. That, start racking your brain at who's going to make that list. It's a longer list than you think. So anyway, I say all that to say, stick around. We got much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. You see how it just works? Simone. It's going to be a hit. I promise it's going to be a hit. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. You got Frog Boy here. You got Brittany here. You got Appel here. That's right. Our boy Josh Appel has joined us. You got 4 hours of Appel today on a Black Friday. And it is not only a Black Friday. Time now for us to play Day to Day. It is a few celebrities who like to say happy birthday to. Did you know today Trey Songz celebrates a birthday? Trey Songz, Josh, familiar with, yeah, Trey Songz' work?
I know of Trey Songz. Can't say he's in the regular rotation of the playlist.
Last time I heard or could remember hearing a Trey Songz. Yeah, I would say definitely not in the rotation. I'm aware of who he is. 41 today. I thought he'd be a little bit older.
Am I making up that he's in some sort of legal trouble?
You know what? Based off of what I know about singers, I wouldn't be surprised. but it's nothing that I can say off the top of my head.
He's someone who, like, I'm looking up some of his more famous songs.
Yeah,
he's one for me that I'm like, oh, okay, that's Trey Songz. Got it. He's one of those.
He has some hits.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's horny, though.
Very.
Yes, very.
Very horny.
I think that's part of why he ended up in some.
Yes, I do. Probably. I do see a lot of different things here, unfortunately. I know a lot of times, you know, there are two sides to every story. So, you know, whatever. But I just remember him being horny. Now, Leroy said, if a person has passed, I'm not allowed to wish them happy birthday. Are those the rules? I'm not sure if those are the rules.
I don't think those are the rules.
No.
Cool. Anna Nicole Smith, then.
R.I.P.
Smith, R.I.P. Now, this will probably be one of the lighter days, so that's why I'm even mentioning this person. But any chance any of you lovely people watch True Blood?
No.
All right, so then this name won't even matter because I didn't even know this actor's name. I would just be like that guy from True Blood. But other than that, the birthday list runs thin as we ended off with these last couple names. John Stewart.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. How old do you think John Stewart is?
John's got to be 57.
Okay. Brittany, you know who John Stewart is.
I think so.
Wow. This hurts my soul.
I think so. Like, it's the guy who did the Comedy Central news show. Is that him?
Yes.
Hey, okay. Yeah. Okay, okay.
That's pretty good. Now, can you give me a guess as far as his age?
I'm going to go with he's older than that. I think he's going to be like 62.
Okay. 63.
Ooh.
Wow. He looks phenomenal for 63.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does.
The gray beard and the gray hair works for him.
I think if he started early, which I'm like looking at a picture of him younger and the grays were already coming in, which is kind of what I'm doing. Right. I don't want to say that I stole John Stewart's style, but I mean, look like a Timu John Stewart or like a Timu George Clooney. That's pretty good. But yeah, I think definitely for 63, he looks good. Chamillionaire. How about that one? Riding dirty today. How old do you think Chamillionaire is?
44.
All right.
I think you're going young there. I'm going to go with like 52.
Oh, okay. Solid. 46, though. 46 on this.
Bang.
Yeah. Bang. There he goes. There he goes. And as far as like anyone, I'm sure there's like, you know, a couple names that I could. I don't know who. No, because this just says race car driver. I was going to say this person's name because it said race car driver, but.
Who is it?
It's not F1, so I didn't know if that would be.
I'm an NASCAR guy. I'm a gearhead.
That's what they say. Chase Elliott.
Ah, Chase Elliott. Yeah, of course. Former champ.
Oh, he's former champ. 30. Young former
he's
champ.
He's only 30?
Yeah. Oh, he began his career in 2013. So
he's been around. That's what I'm saying. He's been around for a while.
Well, these race car drivers are usually start young.
His dad was a legend, too.
I'm only here for F1, though. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Is there beef? Is there beef between the two?
I feel like there is.
Oh, there is. Okay. All right.
Appel, would you agree?
I like both.
You could like both, but I feel like if you're a really hardcore NASCAR fan, you don't like F1.
I mean, vice versa. F1, the whole spectacle is cool.
Choose your words lightly. Choose your words lightly.
Oh, here goes. Here goes.
I'm a Drive to Survive guy. My dad loves the sport in general. He loved it before the show, but I started getting into it, obviously, like everybody else here with the Netflix show. Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I think
lacks the drama. I feel like sometimes that NASCAR has.
Yeah, I do agree, but they're rich kids.
Oh, they're for just sure. Bratty, but rich kids. So the NASCAR guys, so all those guys, like, because their parents sponsor them and stuff. Like it,
yeah. But I love
it. Let me be honest, guys.
And I love left turns.
I was going to say, they both suck.
Clearly, you love left turns. I like left and right turns. That's why.
A lot of zoom, zoom, but definitely never worthy of my TV. I'm not gonna lie to you. You're crazy. Even like as a kid, when these things would come on, I'd be like, "Well, I guess I'm going outside."
Then. Listen, F1. Listen, nowhere. The race. We're yeah. down to the last two races in F1, and things are very interesting. It's gonna be to the end, so I'm excited.
Vroom vroom zoom.
No,
zoom.
It's not. Tell vroom vroom zoom zoom.
All right.
Push push.
Push push. Hey, there you go. Push push. That's a good one. It's a good reference.
Let's see. Today, November 28th, we got a couple national holidays to celebrate. You guys may be a little bit late on this one. It is National French Toast Day.
Mm.
So, not sure if you guys were able to catch that this morning. National Maize Day, and that's corn that I'm discussing.
Out on mazes.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. Why? Can I get a should I ask a follow up? Do you have a traumatic experience? I don't want to bring back anything.
The Harry Potter movie, I believe it's Goblet of Fire, right? Where they got they got to go into the maze and one of them dies. Spoiler alert. Out. What? Scarred me.
That's it, huh? Okay. Yeah. That's fair. Now today, as you know, is Black Friday, but it is also Buy Nothing Day, apparently. Did you know that?
I feel like that's someone just trying to be cutesy.
Hey, it's on the National Day calendar. Nothing I can do. But speaking of Black Friday, and this is not an advertisement at all. This is more of me just wanting to play Price is Right, because that's just always a fun thing to do. But with these Black Friday deals, if I were to just go to like a random website of a technology place that we all know that rhymes with Nest, try. How much do you guys think a 65-inch TV is going for right now as a Black Friday deal?
$299.
Brittany?
I'm going to go with like $250.
$229.
Hey.
Hey, listen. Black Friday is at the very least, because I don't think it has that chaos that it used to, where like people were like, remember when people used to like,
it used to be fun. It used to be a proper country. It used to be fun. Yeah.
Right? It used to be like, do I go to this family? Do I go to this in-law? Or do I just camp outside?
Marcos, what's like an 85-inch TV going for?
Ooh, is that what you're in the market for?
Because here's my take. If I'm going to drop $230 on a 65-inch TV, yeah, I might as well see what's a 75-incher going to cost me, or an 85-incher.
Okay. So I got the same brand. We got an 85-incher. Hey, listen, you're talking dirty to me right now. what are you willing to spend for this bad boy? Or what do you think it is? How about that?
So if the 65 is $229,
yeah,
I'm going to say the 75 will be $329, and then the 85 will be somewhere around $500.
That's hot.
That's a big jump.
That is a big jump. But you know what? Sometimes the inches really, like the difference between a 70 and a 75 is like 5 inches, but those 5 inches somehow turn into, you know, $80. And it's like, how does this even happen? I don't understand how this happened. But he's saying $500. Brittany, what do you think? Black Friday, 85-incher. What's going on?
So you said a 64-inch was $229. Is that right? That's what you said?
65.
Yeah.
65. Okay. I'm going to go with $375.
That was adorable. It is $499.
Home. Oh, you were so right. You're looking it up.
Are we giving me credit for $500 on a $499?
I'm giving you credit.
No, I'm giving you credit. Thank you. Sure. I don't really know the price of a TV.
He went over.
I never had to buy one.
From looking as of recent, because I've gone to like other people's houses and I get jealous. But yeah, $500 for an 85-incher. It's not bad, actually.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm gonna drop a few hundred dollars, like, I might as well, you know.
Hey, what are we, like, an 85? What are we? I'm looking at my wall now. Like, you're talking. See, this is bad news. This is how I got here in the first place. I never imagined an 85. I was happy with a 70. Now you introduce this world to me and I don't like it.
You're welcome.
Hopefully my wife isn't listening. With that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got your latest headlines and action-packed weekend ahead. Stay tuned to the Tobin and Leroy Show here on 104.3 WQAM. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. No, it is not Mr. Steal Your Girl. It is Frog Boy Josh Chappelle. Two very stand-up, respectable gentlemen.
Always.
Of course, joined by our lovely producer, the wise beyond her years, Brittany Rodriguez.
Thank you.
It is a Black Friday edition of the Tobin and Leroy will return next week. In the meantime, we are holding things down after a Thanksgiving Thursday. There is a trend on Thanksgiving that is growing that I am in love with. In love with.
What is it?
So much so, my family has adopted it. And that is Thanksgiving Day pranks. Now, usually the victim of these pranks is a newly committed member of the family, like a fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend. Those are usually the victims, and they happen in various ways, including one that my family has adopted. I just saw one that was a family convinced one of the members' fiance, a nice young lady, that they were hardcore dedicated to running, and on Thanksgiving morning every year ran a 10K at the break of dawn. So it was matching t-shirts. They had a baby in a matching like onesie, and it wasn't until they were taking a picture together in front of the home as the sun rose over the horizon that they revealed, "We're joking, this is a prank, let's go back and have some breakfast." And you know, she was so relieved that she cried. That one is great. The one that my family does is something we adopted about 2 years ago, but not kind of like the cat's out of the bag because no one can keep their mouth shut in my family. But what we did is we told everyone except for a member of the family, a new fiance, that when we do the prayer, we gobble. Every one of us were to gobble. We all go like to the best of our ability. And try your best not to laugh. So we did our normal prayer, and after we did that, one of us was scheduled to say essentially, "Time now for our ceremonial gobble," and have everyone, and it was about 20 of us, gobble and just kind of try not to laugh and see how this person will respond. Because imagine you're getting to meet this person's family and they're all gobbling around the table for Thanksgiving. That is definitely a means of, I got to get the hell out of here. But pranks like that, that are absolutely, you know, harmless for the most part, seem to be trending. And I would love for that to be a tradition that continues to involve a prank.
I was scrolling through the old TikTok yesterday.
The old TikTok.
The old TikTok. And I came across a family who had the son's girlfriend at their Thanksgiving for the first time, and they had convinced her that they do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, yes.
Every time on Thanksgiving before they start eating. So they all stand up, and one guy's holding a flag, and she's just the camera pans over to her, and she's just like, looking both ways, side-eyeing the boyfriend. It was hilarious. And my wife and I are expecting it, and I can't wait to do this when my son's a teenager and we have the family Thanksgiving, because this is right up our alley. We're going to do some dumb crap like that, and it's going to be great.
For sure. I mean, look, I would like to think, and this is me just, you know, using a blanket statement or just assuming that for some reason, I feel like if Josh, you and I were put in that situation, we would kind of roll with the punches, and then later on be like, well, that was weird. But then just
lean into it for sure.
Now, Brittany, if you were in that situation and you go to a guy's house for the first time and, you know, you're meeting his family and you are either they're gobbling or they're doing the pledge or something like that, how likely are you to lean into that?
I'm here for a bit. So I would lean into it for sure. But
what about the pledge, though? The pledge seems serious.
The pledge does seem serious, but like I would do it. And I think I would. The thing is like I think I would know it's a joke. So I would lean into it like extremely. I would commit to the bit for real and make them all uncomfortable that they tried to prank me because I would know.
You'd like double blind me?
Oh, yeah. I would double down. I'd be like I would come like prepared. I'd be like, give me an American flag. Give me a bandana. Like, I'm going to go all out. I commit to a bit for sure. I'm not somebody who like is like easily embarrassed.
Now, if this was thrown upon you, though, you had no idea that something like this was going to happen, and all of a sudden it just, wow, save that for the montage.
Yes.
If there was just something that was thrown upon you this way, like, you think off the cuff, you just go with it.
For sure.
I think they start doing the pledge, like, I'd be like, okay, like, you know, I love America. I really do. Like, I would definitely look around for quite some time for someone to break. And then once, you know, let's say they all don't break, like, at a certain point, then I would have to join in and just be like, okay,
here we go.
Which it stands for one nation.
Under God. And then
just, like, looking around, but I don't know.
And then I would like, think, and then, like, that would be it for me. I'd be like, you know what, this is the family for me. Because anybody who's willing to, like, go through that and be actually funny, like, I'm down for it.
Yeah.
But now you give me an idea. If I ever bring home a guy for Thanksgiving in the near future, I'm definitely gonna make my family do some sort of prank.
For sure. Hey, listen, the gobble is a good option.
The gobble's great. The gobble's really good. I like that one a lot.
The problem is like the more people you have, the more opportunities there that someone's gonna break, and they're gonna know. But if you can hit the gobble and not laugh, oh, that's classic.
I think it'd be so. Yeah, I'm here for it. Hopefully, my future boyfriend isn't listening.
Let's go ahead and get you some headlines. They're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or at DoralVolkswagen.com. We talked about the Heat. We talked about the Miami Dolphins briefly. We will talk about them a little bit more in the show. But we do have a pretty important game that it would be a shame if I didn't tap into the expert knowledge.
Flames Panthers?
Of course. Hey, listen, we're going to get into both of those for sure. But I do want to ask you about something that I have a little less information on, and that is of our boys, Inter Miami. This weekend, they got a pretty big game, if I'm not mistaken. I think against New York City FC, 6 p.m., I think is... I'm trying to find the time now. I probably should have Googled this. For a person who is what one would consider a casual, how important is this game? What are your expectations for this game? And how long until Messi is holding a trophy above his head?
Well, I mean, it is very important. It's the conference final, and they get to host it thanks to NYCFC pulling off an upset in their quarterfinal game last weekend. So big for Inter Miami. They'll be at home. If they win, they're also guaranteed to host the MLS Cup final. It'll be against either Vancouver or San Diego, who have both had excellent seasons. Vancouver just beat LA in one of the most exciting finishes that I've seen in recent memory. In MLS, they went to extra time, went to penalties. Vancouver was down a man for the majority of that added time.
Cool.
NYCFC, tough out, but Miami's going to have them at home. Inter Miami is very good at home. And this feels like the best chance for Messi to win an MLS Cup title with Inter Miami. He signed to open the stadium next year. Who knows what happens after that? Who knows what the roster is going to look like when they open up that stadium next season? This is their best opportunity. And I've talked about this with Solana. I've talked about this with Witty and other folks who cover the league. it would be such a major disappointment and honestly like a failure of the project. I know financially they've been doing very well. It's impossible not to. Much like LeBron, Messi is his own economy and he's been here for multiple seasons. You're going to profit off of that. And look, they're building a new stadium. They're opening a new stadium and they're only going to expand on it. So from that sense, it's been a success. Even getting him here is a success. But you cannot go the entire tenure of having the best soccer player ever playing for you without winning a title. And it would be a massive disappointment. And from an on-field standpoint, the project would be an abject failure if they cannot close this out and bring home an MLS Cup. NYCFC is a good team. They've given Inter Miami trouble. So it's not going to be an easy match. But playing at home certainly plays in Inter Miami's favor.
Wow. You put stakes on that game that I had no clue. Now, hey, this is...
Game for your life.
Honestly, this is... Before I was like, you know, whatever. Because I am I'm not a pessimist when it comes to Messi. I just, like, much like my feelings of Taylor Swift or iPhone users, it's never the product itself that's my issue. It's the people who are reacting to it that I'm usually like, okay, calm down. So that's my that's my issue with this Messi thing. Yes, he's great. Yes, Taylor Swift is great. Yes, iPhones are cool. But iPhone people, Taylor Swift fans, and Messi fans all have one thing in common. I don't know it.
You know, it's funny. I texted you this week to say, hey, you know, looking forward to working with you. Yeah. And I started to type the message, and your text bubbles were green. Yes. And I'm like, oh, this just might be the iPhone taking a minute to adjust. So I X'd out of it. And then I reclicked it and it stayed green. And I sent the text. I cannot believe you're an Android guy.
You know what?
You ruined group texts.
I can't believe you're an iPhone guy. You seem like a forward thinker of some sort.
Please.
And for you to be one of the blue basics is a shocker, to be honest. I've expected better.
You ruined group chats. I don't care how much better. Yeah. The phone is that you claim to be better than the iPhone.
Way
the majority of people have an iPhone. Yeah. If you want to be in group text, get an iPhone.
But it's do you know that's ridiculous. Your fault, though? That's like your guy's fault, who's purposely doing this.
Because now, like, the Android people, they try and be all holier than thou. You plebes, you have the iPhone, you followers, sheeple. You sheeple, I'm a lion. I have green text. I have a phone that turns into a book.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nobody, like, who needs that?
Yeah, these are my morning affirmations that you're saying. Right
now. People like you are far more annoying than anyone who uses an iPhone.
I'm in a group text with an Android user.
Yeah.
And we have to use WhatsApp because 4 of the 5 of us have an iPhone, and we tried to do a regular group text, and then a message started coming out of order. You can't do emojis. You can't do it. It was too much.
It ruins everything.
And so we went over to WhatsApp, cool. And nobody wants to use WhatsApp. That's all because this guy's an Android.
I get it. You guys want to use your cute little pictures and your cute little thumbs uppies, and you just want to be like,
and
I like
stickers.
You
would love stickers, Marcos. Stickers are the new thing.
Love a sticker.
I love a sticker. Awesome. And you're missing out on great comedic material because you don't have an iPhone.
You will never know the pleasure of getting 4 or more ha-has on a text. In a group text.
It's true.
You won't.
I mean, not from you guys. You know, we have our own Android to Android thing. There's like
a but nobody has.
Nobody else. Cares. There's very few other Android users that I'm sure you're in a group text with.
Do you know, like, on a global basis, there's more Android users than iPhone users? It's only the pretentious Americans, of course, that think this is the number one phone in the world. But us globally. Knowledgeable.
So doesn't that make you more of a sheep? Doesn't that make you more of a sheep?
Why? Because more people are using it?
Yeah, more people have Androids. Isn't that what you're saying that is makes us pretentious, is that we think that we're so much better? We're sheep and we follow the herd. But if there's more Android users in the world, then actually you're the sheep, not us.
You're not the sheep because you're the majority. You're the sheep because you follow and you do these things like, oh, you're switching the charger? Sure, I'll buy a new charger. Oh, you no longer can plug your phone into? Sure, I'll just buy a tail for my phone. Oh, you guys you're updating just the color of the phone now, and now my phone is obsolete. These are your decisions. Your leadership has led you down this path.
By the way, I now have a charger that can charge my phone, my iPad, and my laptop. Yes. They all have the same connection.
Correct.
So, it's a massive improvement.
That is what? A Type-C, correct?
Who knows? USB-C. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. You know who had that a long time ago?
No one cares.
Welcome to the game. See, and that's the problem with the blue people. When the facts are thrown, they're like, yeah, but no emojis. And I'm like, okay.
Only when it benefits me.
That's fair. Look, that's fair. Being a forward thinker, also know that if I were on the dating scene, which I am not, and a woman has a green phone, I know she's different. She has a blue phone, she's gonna break my heart.
No, if I meet somebody and they give me their number and I text them and it's green, we're not going on a date.
I bet you that's got to be number one or number two ick.
Yeah. Yep, green it is for sure. It is 1000%.
But I will not go on a date with you. Whose ick is, or like, who's gonna make a decision on me based on the color of my text? Because back when I used to, let me not go down this path. But I believe can be defined by the color of your text. Hey, maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me, guys.
The content of your character instead.
Maybe that's just me. I wish for a better, safer America.
Were these our headlines, by the way?
I think I said at some point I said headlines. You said soccer stuff. That's great, dude. That is like that's a whole segment, or that's a whole hour's worth of sports right there. But we will give you guys 15 minutes of game day uncensored when we come back and break down the Miami Dolphins against the New Orleans Saints. It is a battle of some of the best teams in the league. Ooh, ferocious matchup between these two. We got that and much more when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Appel, you were feeling that.
Yeah, I mean, after you, this has been some great producing from Brittany as far as picking the music, because you were out here dogging us iPhoners as being on the same level of, what's the word I'm looking for? But just, you were calling us sheeple because we like the iPhone and we use the iPhone. You were doing the thing with Taylor Swift, you comparing us to those fans. And so that's a good job by Brittany. And my wife's a big Swiftie. So yeah, I was jamming a little out to it. What do you want from me?
No, no. I mean, look, it was completely understandable that you guys would take offense to this because you're basic people. But welcome back to Green Bubble and Friends. We're going to give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by our friends at Southern Lexus Dealers. Lexus Dealer, the Lexus December to Remember sales events. Get offers on select models for a limited time. You can learn more at Lexus.com. The Miami Dolphins are set to face off against the New Orleans Saints this weekend. We have a 1 p.m. kickoff. It's a Fox broadcast. I told you prior to this that I was going to give you a top five double dip of the top five members of both the Saints and the Miami Dolphins. Did you have an opportunity to rack up a few names in your brain since I mentioned that?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start with my honorable mentions here, and you let me know if any of these names came up. Honorable mentions: Kenny Stills, Teddy Bridgewater, Kiko Alonso, Jarvis Landry.
I always forget about the Landry Saints era.
Right. Very, very short time lived, just one season, 2022. This is one that was special to me, Ted Ginn Jr. I was a huge Ted Ginn fan for absolutely no reason other than he got me victories in college football 2006. So that's the only reason.
Hey, he had the two really good games against the Jets. He had the kickoff return in the game that they and the up in the Meadowlands, the two kick return game for touchdowns. Love and then that. He had the Monday night game down here in the orange jersey where he beat Darrell Revis and Henny Revis, Michigan to Ohio State.
Hey, that was as the only seemingly the only person who liked Ted Ginn at the time. Special moments to me for sure. And he ended up having like a pretty like decent career, you know.
Yeah, he did. He was in the league for almost a decade, if just about, and was productive, but just like seventh overall pick, you want a little more.
100%. Not seventh overall pick productive, but productive nonetheless. Another name that was very special to me, Olindo Mare. I'm not sure if he still is the points leader, but I know definitely at one point he was. Greg Camarillo,
a cup of coffee with the Saints,
and arguably one of the most important lowlights in Dolphins history, preventing us from being winless potentially.
Wayne Huizenga crying in the suite.
What a life! What a life! Cry. Hey, listen, Jason Taylor kissing the ground. Me personally, as a fan, then celebrating as if you know we were undefeated when actually it was quite the opposite. So, and then we have a dishonorable mention here, Jeff Ireland.
He's still there.
He's still there currently, and I just don't like his face.
Did you mention Ricky Williams, or was I not listening?
No, that these are all the honorable mentions.
Oh, now
that we got all those losers out of the way. Did I say Dan Campbell? If not, Dan Campbell's honorable mention as well. These are our top five members of both the Dolphins and Saints. Number five, Teron Armstead. Solid, but always injured. Reggie Bush coming in at number four.
Very underrated Dolphin.
You know, his first 1,000-yard season came as a member of the Dolphins. And I felt like when we moved on from him, you know, I felt like it was too soon. I thought he was a great Dolphin. I had a 22 Bush jersey. This third one here, I realize now that the reason I didn't mention him with the honorable mentions because I had him here in third, Dan Campbell, even though I just mentioned him a few minutes ago. I just think that the one game that Dan Campbell won down here the toughness was just through the roof, dude. And I know that he's probably, I can't say he's going to be a Hall of Fame coach yet. You know, he hasn't won the big one. But I think he's one of the more highly regarded coaches, and I think that's going to continue. And one day we're going to be like, ah, you know, we could have had that guy.
Yeah, but, like, people forget that he still went to New Orleans and was an assistant there for a handful of years before he got another head coaching job. So it's not like there were teams knocking on the door to hire him as a head coach right after that Dolphins stint. People seem to forget that little gap in between him being hired by the Lions and leaving the Dolphins.
Yeah, 100%. It's just like, I don't know. It's, as a Dolphin fan, you think anytime they leave, it's always for success. It just always happens that way, unfortunately. But yes, you're right. There was that stint there. Now, coming in at number two, Ricky Williams. Got Ricky Williams coming in at number two.
If Ricky's number two, I am very much looking forward to seeing who's number one.
Yeah, now let me tell you a little bit more about this top five double dip here, and which how it always ends. For example, I did the top five double dip for the Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat, and I did Jimmy Butler and a few other names, but number one was Michael Jordan. And then one may say he never played for the Miami Heat, and my response to that was, well, then why the hell is his jersey hanging in the rafters? So that's just a bit of insight into this top five double dip, which will probably upset you because, again, just to recap the list, number five, Teron Armstead. Number four, Reggie Bush. Number three, Man Campbell. Number two, Ricky Williams. And number one, Drew Brees. Drew Brees, baby. Drew Brees.
I thought I was going to get like an Eli Apple there as a wacky.
Oh, man. Now, if I said that, Leroy would call in on his day off and attempt to break my kneecaps because of how much he hates Eli Apple. But yeah, the number one obvious answer is Super Bowl champion Drew Brees.
Here's the thing, though. We all know that if Drew Brees came down here, his shoulder would have never healed. Dante Culpepper would have gone to New Orleans. His knee would have been phenomenal. And the exact same thing would have happened, but in reverse. We all know that, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Yeah, that is. And you know what? The most important of all is I wouldn't have gotten front row tickets to a Dolphins game that Dante Culpepper provided me one time.
Wow. Because
he's a very nice gentleman.
And he wore a chain with a diamond pepper on it.
Swag. Hey, you want to talk about, you know, Brittany was talking earlier about that's when we were a good country, when we used to camp outside of Best Buys in Circuit Cities. You know when we're a good country? When we had swag in our sports, when people were walking around with diamond plated chili peppers. Now, what do we have? Huh?
Oh, look at Joe Burrow wearing a weird hat.
Oh, that's great. Everyone's high fashion. No, 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 no. I want a jersey that's backwards and gold in my mouth. When we come back, final segment of the show for us, but lucky for you, you have 4 hours total if you've been listening to us for the last two, or if you're just joining us, a little bit more than 2 hours left of Appel as Solana will join him next. Then after that, we got some hockey. We got the Panthers in action against the Flames. Brittany producing that? Guys,
I sure am.
Hell yeah.
I just do it all.
Yeah, we're going to need you for everything possible. You're going to be there tomorrow too, right?
I sure am.
Ooh,
I will be here life. For the I know, right? I don't have a life.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a perfect time for me to say I am thankful for you, Brittany. How about that?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. When we come back, final segment of the Tobin and Leroy show. We'll find out who or what is dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final segment on a Friday, which means it is time for one thing and one thing only. You're dead to me. I will start things off as you take note of all the things that you are thankful for during this time. It also highlights the things that you have overcome or may have moved past. My dead to me goes to my old life. And usually I don't get this deep. Usually I say things like honey mustard from Chick-fil-A or something like that. But in this specific sense, I would say my old life for one very big reason. If you are for some reason only listening and not joining us on our lovely YouTube or Twitch, this would be an opportunity for you to join us at 1043 WQAM. As I am going to play a video obtained here from Only in Dade's social media page that, as you can see, shows a very chaotic scene outside of the Hard Rock Guitar casino, where there's maybe about 20 to 30, maybe even more, police vehicles and police running through the streets as two shootings occurred just across the street. At a club called Ghost Bar and a alleyway just adjacent to that bar. Now, the significance of that is about 5 to 6 months ago, I made the choice to move my family to a better situation. And I actually lived in that same exact spot where that shooting occurred. And not only that, I say, my old life prior to having my son, I probably would have wanted to go out on a Thanksgiving night as I have multiple times. And that probably would have been a place that I frequented. So with that being said, maybe 2 years ago, I probably would have been there. Not saying anything would have happened to me or harmed me in any way, but I fast forward 2 years now. And after making a conscious decision to do better for myself and my family, now don't even have to worry about it. Didn't even have to worry about it at all. And now I see this crazy video of all this police activity and can say, you know what? I'm sorry to anything, you know, anyone and anything that may have happened bad yesterday, but I'm definitely happy to be not in that situation. So therefore, that life, you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Appel, do you have anything or anyone that you would like to proclaim dead?
Yeah, and it's less serious than that one. I'm glad that you have made that decision. So,
yeah,
good on you. Okay. People who suggest John Gruden for every single head coaching option okay. and opening in 2025, dead to me.
You're dead.
Yeah. Stop wanting the Dolphins to bring in John Gruden. I'm a USF guy.
Yeah.
There have been reports that the USF head coach is potentially going to take the Arkansas head coaching job. And being that John Gruden is based in Tampa, everybody wants John Gruden all of a sudden.
No.
Here's how many winning seasons John Gruden has had since he was a head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2008. Zero. 4-12, 7-9, 8-8, and then he was fired 5 games in the 2021 season with the Raiders. Never coached in college. This guy has had the league pass him by. I don't understand. Let him stay on the internet making videos. Enough of John Gruden. Anybody who hires John Gruden for a head coaching job in 2025 for a 2026 season should lose their job immediately.
Wow.
By default.
You're dead.
Because you know how that's going to end? With Gruden getting fired in 3 years.
Damn. What a reality
Over
check.
It. Dead to me.
You know what? I was sipping the Kool-Aid before you brought out those facts, man. Because, you know, at a certain point, Mike McDaniel seems warm, and I was like, hell, John Gruden.
Gruden has made the playoffs once since 2005, twice Whoa. Since they won the Super Bowl in 02. He has. You ready? Since they went 12-4 and won the Super Bowl in 2002. This is 23 years ago.
Oof.
He has. One season. With more than 9 wins.
Jesus.
And people want that.
Wow. Why was I convinced he was good?
Yeah, he's a great on TV, great personality.
That's why.
Mediocre coach.
Damn. That was strong.
Thank you.
Brittany?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm supposed to follow that up. Mine is not as intense, and it's about Thanksgiving. The people, listen, I am somebody who absolutely hates when my food touches, right? So Thanksgiving is a really tough holiday for me because they only give me one plate and I'm trying to put all my fixings on there.
Yes.
And I don't have enough room to not have my food touching. So yesterday I decided to grab two plates and everybody was like, oh, wow, you're really eating a lot there, aren't you? I said, first off, they're small portions and nothing is touching. So you know what that to me is like this normalization that like we have to have our food touching. And if you mix your food on Thanksgiving, you're dead to me. That's disgusting. I don't want my sweet potatoes touching my mac and cheese. I don't want my regular mashed potatoes touching my stuffing. I don't want it touching. Give me a toddler plate and I'd be so happy. So yeah, you're dead to me if you judge me for getting two plates on Thanksgiving because I don't want my food touching. Thank you.
Wow. I may have a solution for you, and I saw this recently as someone who was giving it away as takeout containers. You know the little muffin, foil muffin things that are like six compartments?
Yeah, that's what I need.
You got to bring your own plate.
I really do. I'm going to start bringing a toddler plate. I'm serious. Because
that's it.
I'm going to need it because everybody judges me, and I'm just like, oh, you're eating quite a lot there. So it's not a lot. I just don't want my food to touch.
That's fair. But I completely get it. Sometimes I do like, you know, a little guilty touch when, like, I don't want to admit it when it does it. You know, like when my eggs touch my syrup, I'm like, you know, I don't want to drown it in syrup. But if little eggs touch my syrup,
you're the problem.
Talk about breakfast.
You're the problem.
I'm the problem.
You are the problem.
No, that's understandable. Okay. That's fair. That is a fair assessment. But I will say in regards to, like, this turkey or Thanksgiving, just talk about Thanksgiving. I do have one more dead to me nominee. This whole feeding the players turkey on the field after the game, it's never good. It's always like gross. I gotta watch them like
this is the wrong opinion.
Oh, you want it. You want them to
see the disgust that Joe Burrow had yesterday when they fed
him. You know what? Maybe my problem isn't that they're doing it. Maybe my problem is the quality of the turkey every time that they just have like this disgust. It's never good.
You would have missed out on the long snapper for the Bengals going to town on that turkey leg after Evan McPherson made six field goals. All right. I mean, that is what Thanksgiving football and the post-game turkey legs are all about.
I did see CeeDee Lamb just like holding the leg. I don't know if I ever saw him bite it. Jamar Chase, his review of the turkey was, it's not bad, but I think that was him being nice. I saw a security guard getting in on some of the turkey, but I just think, you know, these guys deserve, like, can I get a little steam off of that turkey or something like that? It looks a little chewy.
Let's put the beef tenderloin out there for post.
Let's get some beef tenderloin.
There you go. That's what they need, the beef tenderloin.
That is a good point. Now, before we get out of here, I want to say thank you, Josh, for joining us. I know you have two more hours ahead of you, so thank you for powering through with us, man.
Of course. It was fun.
Brittany, thank you for producing for us. I had no idea. I was under the assumption that I was supposed to be producing and hosting, so when I found out that you were available for this and you made the time for it, couldn't thank you enough, for sure.
I got your back always, my friend.
I know you have a long day ahead of you. I know both of you guys will still be on these airwaves moving forward. So you guys enjoy the rest of your day. For those who may be listening, if you're working, enjoy the rest of your work day as well. If you're home and off and you're listening to us, get a life. No, I'm kidding. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you guys as well. Tobin and Leroy return on Monday with J Fig at full force. Solana, Appel, and maybe Jimmy. I saw him in the studio bothering. So, there he goes. There goes Jimmy. Which, by the way, kicked my ass in fantasy football recently. He had the best game I've ever seen anyone have.
Big week for Jimmy. The big 4-0. I mean,
come on.
Time of his life.
No one's living better than Jimmy. You can hear more about it next. Hockman, Crowder, Solana, featuring all of your favorites on WQAM.
If I was ever in the same room as Myles Garrett, I'd put my arms up and say, uppies?
Start digging in your butt, twin.
Shut up, Marco.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.